Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't look back. Look up.
I think we're about to have some company. Stop the car.
What? What?
Stop! Go, 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 go. Reverse! Laura, this is me.
Hi. Parallel contact, babe?
Well, you know, you've always said that you wished you'd met me earlier. Here I am.
That's a clip from The Adam Project, a Netflix original movie. Ryan Reynolds, Zoe Saldana, and Tim Lammers is going to tell us all about this original flick. It looks good. And Tim, I'm curious, is this just for younger people or will adults enjoy this just as much?
Well, good afternoon, Paul. It is definitely for everybody. I love this movie. And yes, it's safe for the family, even though we have Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds. You know, the thing is about Ryan, right? This guy is so incredible, yep. So funny, so gifted, so quick. You don't know how much he's improvising. He feels real no matter what the project is, no matter how, you know, science fiction it is. He grounds everything, you know? So, this is definitely a family movie that I think everybody will enjoy. Ryan Reynolds plays this pilot who, in 2050, they've discovered time travel. He wants to travel back to 2018 to prevent something sinister from going on. Instead, he crashes in 2022, where he encounters the 12-year-old version of himself. So it's an interesting deal. So now all of a sudden the younger version of himself teams up with the older version of himself to, get this job done before, you know, the world turns into a disastrous place to live. So, you know, you got a great cast on top of, you heard that young voice there. His name is Walker Scobell. He's a great young actor. Jennifer Garner plays his mother, Zoe Saldana. Plays Ryan Reynolds' love that is involved in all of this. And we also have Mark Ruffalo, who plays his father, who is actually his late father in 2022. So, it's just so much fun. It's so cleverly constructed, so entertaining. And again, the key word here is clean.
Clean, yeah. You can watch it with mom or grandma. That's good.
And you can watch it with mom or grandma, although I suspect you're going to have just as much fun watching it with your kids or grandkids. You know, it's just a lot of fun, and it's a feel-great movie for these times, you know? I love the fact that, you know, we still can get away, right? And this one, yeah, you know, obviously it has a sci-fi bend. But again, it's got real emotions within it. And yes, Paul, I even kind of teared up at the end. So, you know, it got to me. It did its job, that's for sure.
Good. I'm happy to hear. Hey, you had me at time travel. I'm a sucker for
It's fascinating. You know, it obviously has that sort of Back to the Future sort of bend going for it. You know, obviously you're going to run into some plot holes doing that. I mean, it's kind of like Terminator as well, you know, where he travels back from the future. And if you change things today, how will that change the future? And, you know, some of the stuff is ultimately nonsensical if you overthink it. Don't overthink it. Just enjoy the movie and you'll have fun.
Go with the flow. I really...
Absolutely. Perfect way of putting it.
I want to get your thoughts on this next series, which is based on real life business scam. There are still companies out there, I know our listeners will be shocked, that are trying to scam people. And this is ripped from the headlines. Here's a clip. The Hulu original series, The Dropout.
The world works in certain ways until a new great idea comes along and changes everything. What if you could test your blood in your own home? And what if it wasn't a whole vial, but just a drop. I'm going to drop out of Stanford. This machine is going to change the world.
These kids don't overthink. They don't get bogged down about the way things have always been done. They want to change things now.
Oh my, blood testing gone bad. Tim, what?
Really bad.
I hope you like this because this is definitely on my list. And
Paul, start watching it tonight. You can get the first four episodes on Hulu called The Dropout. Of course, you're right. A rip from the headlines, Elizabeth Holmes found guilty of fraud, I believe in January, and is awaiting sentencing. Amanda Seyfried, best thing I've seen her do. And this, she's an amazing actor the way it is. You know, I love her in Les Miserables. She can sing in Mamma Mia. I mean, she can do everything. And, and this is honestly, I think, one of her best roles as Elizabeth Holmes, who is, you know, you have to admit, I think her intentions were good. I mean, she's very smart, but she dropped out of college. She emulated her path after Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. She wanted to be one of these tech billionaires.
Mm-hmm. I'm too smart for college.
Yeah. Okay. And one of her inventions, or the invention, I should say, is called the Edison, which was this blood testing machine where she claimed one droplet of blood will be able to tell you if you have up to 200 diseases. Okay. The thing is, it never worked. There was one test that worked, and from there, she scammed her way to so many places to get so much money invested, including companies like, and this is the fourth episode that this is revealed, Walgreens. They invested over, I think, about $140 million in this to get this machine into stores, what they called wellness center areas of stores. The only reason they went to the retail with this is because they tried to go to the pharmaceuticals first, and they weren't having any of it. Right? They couldn't prove what they needed to prove to these pharmaceuticals. So let's go to Walgreens, and amazingly, these people that were the head of Walgreens and other places. Boy, this woman, master manipulator. It's just frightening how manipulative and how many people, I guess, fell under her spell. And if you notice something, Paul, if you've seen anything on Elizabeth Holmes, she usually talks with this lower voice.
What's the voice?
Been part of the whole controversy. Yeah. That is something, at least as the series claims, something she adopted, thinking that that's going to help her have more sway over people or something. Because in that clip, you heard her. She had this higher voice. And when you see specials like on 60 Minutes or ABC did this podcast on which the series is based, they've actually caught her falling out of character at times. It's just a fascinating show, Paul. It's up there with Dope Sick, which I'm pretty sure that you saw. Which was about the opioid epidemic. This is also, that's on Hulu. This is on Hulu. I give this one my highest recommendation. I am absolutely enamored with this series.
Funny you should say that. This is my real voice.
Paul, you sound like a munchkin.
I've been forcing my voice to sound more like this.
You're going
to
be talking on South Yellowbrick Road or something.
I didn't know that the whole voice thing was an act, too. I mean, it was smoke and mirrors upon smoke and mirrors. And
oh, my God.
It's amazing. And you brought this up, the due diligence that she got as far as she did before the bubble burst. And people said, there's no there. And
yeah, well, Walgreens, in the case, I don't want to give away too much, but they asked to see the labs, and they kept on making up excuses to see the labs and concocted these excuses and conspiracies. And, you know, people that did find out about it got fired naturally or demoted to the point where they were outside of, you know, once in the inner circle, now on the outside of it. Ruined some people's lives, no doubt about that. And, you know, a lot of people lost money, obviously defrauded. It'll be interesting to see what happens when she is sentenced, because when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars lost here, how is that ever recouped?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, definitely see it. Again, four episodes. It dropped with three episodes, and now it's on the fourth that just dropped, and the fifth one's coming out tomorrow.
A reminder.
And I can't wait to see it.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
It probably is. And again, it's just the way that people fell for this and the sway
they wanted
that she held over people. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, it may hit 60 tomorrow. It should absolutely hit 60 early next week, as early as Sunday. What are you going to do? What's at the top of your list, Tim?
Well, I know one thing my wife will have me do, or the kids, or is, you know, I heard that you're going to do the same.
I'm picking up poop.
Dogs seem to make a little mess outside. Yeah. So that generally is on the top of it, because that looks really bad. But you know what? I look forward to wearing shorts again. And I don't know if it's that, you know, I'll wear shorts when we're going into winter, where it's, you know, might get down to 40 degrees. It's a little harder to walk out in shorts in the spring, but I can't wait to get back into that sort of lifestyle.
Tim, one of our listeners says, Paul, you're supposed to shoot the poop into the neighbor's yard with a hockey stick while it's still frozen. I wish I had gotten that memo last week, but that would be a lot more fun than going out there. You know, oh my. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, we all have to deal with it. That's one of the deals. If you have a dog and we love our dogs, just got to deal with it.
I've been trying to train Leo to use the, you know, the commode, and I, you know, it's been 11 years now, and he's having.
Maybe Elizabeth Holmes should invent a device for them to do that, huh?
That would sell if somebody could figure that out. Yeah, doggy diapers. All right, hey Tim Lammers, thank you, my friend, and looking forward to catching up with you on Friday.
Indeed, Paul. Talk Friday.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.